Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning. It's Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning.
It's been
the most
wonderful.
Oh, different songs.
Like Christmas.
Oh, you did different songs. I was doing It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
we're here now.
Yeah,
we're both, the sentiment is the same.
Are you slightly tipsy by just being this close to this much alcohol?
We are surrounded by stuff. So for anyone who's not listened to our Christmas show before, we manage Adem, our fantastic producer of 10 years.
He's 10 years in the business. Radio.
10 years in the business. He manages to blag a lot of stuff. M&S, Waitrose, Tesco, Aldi, all the shops.
No, hang on, this year, Fortnum and Mason as well.
I saw that, Fortnum and Mason's.
So he's gone, I don't know if he does a different voice, I don't know if he rings up and goes, hello, is that Aldi? Yeah, my visit. And he does that, and then he goes, hello, this is Master Wooden, here smoking. Did he do different voices when he rings?
There must be something, yeah.
Something's going on.
Yeah. We've got so much stuff, it's great. So we've got all the Christmassy stuff, anything that's got like, and a lot of it comes from your suggestions. People email us and say, oh, have you tried these pigs in blanket flavoured, you know, what's-its or whatever. That's sort of stuff. So we've got a lot of stuff. Hopefully, we'll try some stuff out and at some point during the show. And we've got a couple of games as well, maybe, that you might be into this Christmas. And we'll get through it. And hopefully, by the end of it, we'll probably be hammered because a lot of it is alcohol-based.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because it's surrounding my computer.
Glasses and everything. No, I'm in my son's bedroom. Like, this looks like I've walked in. And he's got a problem. And I've gone, what's all this? I've just found these Rudolph noses and some gin under your bed.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, this would be a bad haul if you'd
you'd have got a problem. I mean, it reminds me, if people of an elder generation, of when Roland at Grange Hill had a load of chocolate bars under his bed. So it's that sort of shame. But it's bad, this. I can't look at it anymore. I'm going to have to look the other way.
There's a lot of stuff, but we're going to have a lot of fun. We've got a lot of fun. So feel free to email us, of course. Always love to hear from you. Get in touch on social media. We're not live, so don't text the show. But it's always nice to hear from you. jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. It's Christmas time, baby.
This is Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
I'll tell you where my wife's headed off this morning, Steve.
Where?
Costco.
Oh, the old Costco Christmas trip.
Costco. Yeah, but I'm over it now.
Oh, I'm totally over Costco.
I've seen through the Costco ruse.
No. I saw through that about 3 years ago and I never renewed.
I mean, I've still got my card, just on the off chance, but it is mad, isn't it? Like, if Tesco suddenly went, hey, why don't you pay to be a member of this supermarket?
Yeah, and you can get, you know when you come in and get, a bag of chicken fillets?
Yeah.
You can get 400 chicken fillets.
Yeah, and guess how much they cost? The same price as 400 chicken fillets.
Yeah, they don't, but then when you get to the till and we add the tax, because that's written underneath really small. Yeah. What I found that we used to do in Costco is we'd walk around going, oh, look at that, massive that, look at that. All right, we should get some little dishes or something. You get something, and then you get to the queue and you go, oh, I'm not queuing just for this parcel.
Yeah.
And I'd put it back and leave.
The other
that's
mad
why
thing
we
they
stop
do.
Going.
Well, the other mad thing they do, I don't know if it's just a Christmas thing or if it's all the way through the year, but you pay for your stuff, and then on the way out, a bouncer checks your receipt,
mate.
And has a look inside your thing. You think,
yeah,
hang
don't
a minute.
Trust you.
I pay to be a bloody
member
here, sir.
This is my card, sir. This is my card. That's outrageous, isn't it?
I've been a member of this club for 14 years. How dare you?
Dare you look at my receipt? Demand to see my receipt, sir. I demand to see your ID, sir.
What is that? Why are we still getting tricked by Costco? There's a whole documentary about it on Netflix.
Is there?
Costco, yeah. And it's like, I feel like they need to interview a few people like us who are like former cult members.
Yeah, who've left the cult, yeah. The Kirkland cult.
What is Kirkland?
Kirkland, exactly.
The Kirkland cult.
It just feels like it's like a massive factory in like Wigan.
Yeah, it sounds like it's somewhere.
It feels Northampton.
I feel like it's sort of, no, I don't know, I feel like it's sort of Derbyshire towards Chesterfield, you know, that sort of going towards Sheffield. Kirkland.
They do, I do like their 40 inch pizza, whatever they've got. Like, I like those. You know, and they're good for a party thing. And I must say, I have requested some of their mince pies because they do a cracking mince pie.
Mm, yeah.
And that does, like, pull me back in. But is it enough to pay them?
I'm not sure it is. What is it, 80 quid a year or something, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, I just wonder if anyone else is starting to sort of have a look around and thinking, hang on a minute, these things just cost the same.
I think, but yeah, there's more. I think a lot of people do what we did. Have a little walk around for an hour, get to the queue with one thing and go, oh, I'm not doing that queue. And then leave, put it back on the shelf and walk out.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, I'll have a hot dog while I'm here. Oh, there's a queue for that as well. I'll leave. And then the bouncer goes, can I go? I ain't got anything, mate. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it does feel a bit, does feel odd. But anyway, if you're going, good luck to you. Good luck to you. And their petrol's cheap, actually. I do go on that. I do go
and the tyres. The tyres, apparently. Yes. Yes.
That's just me opening up.
Started, isn't it?
I've started early.
What are you opening?
Chocolate and orange stout.
Let's do it at the bottle. And there we
go. Oh, that sounds good.
Chocolate and orange stout.
Mm. It's Taste the Difference, which is that Sainsbury's, isn't it?
Okay, let's have a little.
I mean, I like chocolate, I like orange. I don't really like stout, so I'm not sure this is the right one.
No, I'm not sure this is for anybody, really. Because I think the ardent. Let's have a go. So there it is.
Let's have a look, eh?
It's got a nice velvety head to it there.
Mmm. It's actually all right, actually. Oh, if you're not a massive, like, beer fan.
That's weird. Oh, that's weird. That's weird. That's do you know what that's like? Boxing Day, when you've gone, you've got some cans of Guinness in the cupboard. I'll have a Guinness, something different. But you've just done a mouthful of Terry's chocolate orange, and you've sipped that, and you've gone, that don't work. I'm not sure about that.
Two things together.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I think that might have ruined my day. I really do think that might be the end of me now.
So you are not tasting the difference.
Have a sniff of it. Have a sniff of it.
I've smelled it, I've tasted it, I've done everything.
What does that smell like?
Yeah, it basically smells like...
Somebody's just been sick on a chocolate orange.
No, it doesn't smell like that, but it does smell like one of your uncles has stayed over in the living room on Christmas night.
Yeah, loves a Guinness.
He loves a Guinness and he smashed all the kids' selection boxes.
Yeah. And you're just going, why is it smell? What's that smell in here? Yeah. Just like foil wrappers all over the floor and just like a little lipstick made out of.
He's battered everybody's calendar.
I don't know who that's for because, you know, sometimes, you know, they put like sweet stuff in, don't they, to take away, to mask the flavour. But of all the drinks, your stout is one of the punchiest. It's hard to try and cover that. If you don't like that taste, you're not going to cover it with a bit of chocolate. So,
no.
I don't know. I don't know who that's for. Maybe it's a treat for some people who... can see past, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Not sure about that.
5% as well. Crikey, that's early for that, isn't it? All right, well, we have got some mince pies as well. Okay. So, Mr. Kipling's gone above and beyond this year.
I think he's a bit of a troublemaker, as we've had this discussion
about. I know
what you mean. What he's done with the Bakewell tart, he's put a cherry on it, he's put icing on it. He's, you know, he does throw, you know, he's a bit of a maverick. But he does, you know, as they used to say, make exceedingly good cakes. I think
he still says it. It's right in the
cupboard. Okay. Well, there's nothing. Well, he doesn't. We've discovered he doesn't exist. But that's a good mince pie. That can I just say something controversial? I don't think I've really had a bad mince pie.
No.
You know what I mean? They're all. Some of them are like, oh, that's got a bit more texture to it. I can see the raisins. Or that's got a bit more cognac in it. Or that pastry's good. But I've never had one and gone, oh, that's horrible. I've never had a bad mince pie.
Even when you made them yourself, and they're just like a little bit of. Hard pastry and a dollop of mincemeat. You're like,
some of the fond memories of my mum's used to make those. But
what I will say about the Miss Kipling was, I think for me, that is slightly too much pastry.
Oh, the pastry ratio is wrong.
I think I need more mince.
Okay,
on that one,
it's a good review.
That's my take on that one.
I've got some Sainsbury's Tipsy Toffee Pies here,
ooh,
and I've just
They do mess around a lot with the mince pie, don't they? I've seen all sorts of flavors.
Just opened the plastic covering and I've been hit in the face by tipsiness. Wrong. That's bad. I haven't ate it yet, I just sniffed it, but it smells really strong.
It's nice though. It's not a mince pie though.
No. It's a tipsy toffee pie.
Yeah.
It's the chewing thing we're trying not to do for the...
Yeah, we know what people
what's it called? Misophonia or whatever the people
yeah,
are...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sozzers, but, you know.
I like the Tesco ones. The Tesco have got a good one. Tesco Finest. Their mince pie is very good this year. I've already been eating mince pies non-stop, really.
Yeah, I feel like I've been, since they came out, I feel like I've been reviewing them.
Yeah, secretly. Yeah.
I was in a pub quiz the other day, and the question was, how many mince pies did people in Britain eat in 2022?
Oof, that is a good question.
I can't remember the exact answer.
60 million.
Yeah.
Was it 70 million people?
65, right. 70, that's what I said, yeah. Yeah.
And I reckon we probably, you've got to have surely eaten.
Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, everyone together. I'm going to say something like 800 million.
I think that's what it was. I think it was 800 or 600 million, yeah. Everyone was right, 2.4 million.
And nah.
it was like 600 or 800 million. So that's like, you know, it's like eight pies each, which you don't seem unreasonable, but for everybody. I mean, some of the people in this country are like children. Some have got no teeth. Some, you know, don't like mince pies, but still.
Yeah, but I think for every one of them, there's five like me who's like sent his wife to Costco to get the ones with the sponge
top. The 24, yeah.
Yeah.
Big pack of 24.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, 600-800 million. I was I sort of picked a comedy number, if I'm honest.
No, like, well, I think you'd have won the spot prize, which is a box of Maltesers, I think. Mm.
That's a nice Christmassy sound, isn't it?
I'll do mine as well. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So, what have you just opened?
I have got, I think it's from M&S, I think. It's a rum liqueur, Stollen flavoured.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I've got a cherry and raspberry vodka liqueur.
Is that M&S as well?
This is also M&S, yeah.
Okay, well, we've both... Nice
I've
bottle.
Got to do two Pantos today, so this will be fun.
This will be fun. Let's have a... You go first.
It smells nice. Oh, the cherry's good. Oh, crikey. That's gone... Right. Even just smelling it's made me go a bit
drunk
funny.
Just from the smell?
Smell, yeah.
Smell? Okay, what are you thinking?
Oh, God.
Good review for me. Sweet.
I mean, like a child has designed it. Like someone has melted Haribo.
Oh,
whoa, that's sweet, even for me. I love sweet stuff. But it's nice, though.
I've got the
warm on your chest as well.
Mine's Stollen rum liqueur, but from the smell, I'm getting like the, you know, the marzipan sort of, that bit of Stollen. Let's go. Let's have a try.
Oh, yeah, it's sweet, that, isn't it?
Oh, it's sweet. Yeah, that's nice, though. Oh, that's warming, like you said. That I reckon. Oh, that's good. That rum liqueur, Stollen flavored. I could be eating cherry Bakewell.
Do you know what that is? Yeah, cherry and raspberry. That is nice. That more raspberry, I think, than cherry.
But I've gone in for a second sip.
I've gone in for same.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Clinking against the microphone. Cheers. There we go.
Yeah, that's all right. That I've also got some classic this time of year. The Pigs in Blankets hand-cooked crisps.
Oh, I've got Walker's Pigs in Blankets here.
They're from M&S as well, so I'm going to try and eat these away from the microphone.
Right, you do the M&S, I'll open these Walkers. Mine have been sent in the post, so they're quite flat. So mine will be like crisp dust I'll be reviewing. I don't know if that intensifies the flavour. Okay, so I'll just fill while you're having a little crunch away from the microphone there. The M&S Pigs in Blankets as reviewed by
Jason Manford. Do you know
Jason
what?
Go on.
Then I'm not a massive crisps guy, but they are. They're nice, them.
Good.
They go well. I must say they go well with the berry berry liqueur as well.
Oh, that's Marks and Spencer's. They're tied, everything's tied
M&S
in together.
Tied
you
together,
that's the beauty of that. They're very not just clever. Pigs in Blankets crisps. They're M&S exactly. Pigs in Blankets crisps.
Exactly.
Right, I'm going to try one of me Walkers off mic.
Go on then. So this is, we got sent quite a few of these Walkers crisps, actually. I don't know if you've got the other ones. Let me see if I can find them.
I've got festive turkey and
Mate, I've
Christmas
got a
pudding.
Christmas pudding flavour.
We should go those in a minute. These just taste like smoky bacon crisps. They're all right.
Well, yeah, there is that. They are really, aren't they? I've got some king prawns, from king prawn flavour with Mary Rose sauce from
I think the people in Walkers are just laughing at us. Just go in, just put the smoky bacon in the bag and write pigs in blankets. They're idiots.
Let me have a go.
What's this? What are you having?
That same as you.
Oh, they're right, aren't they?
Mm. The M&S ones are better.
Are they? Okay. Mm. Good to know. Yeah. I should have bought some water up. I haven't bought any water up.
Just use the gin.
Okay. Yeah, good idea.
While we're on the crisp front, I'm going to open these.
So Christmas pudding?
Yeah, they've got a bit mad, haven't they?
I'm going to do Christmas pudding as well.
Sweet and spice Christmas pudding flavoured crisps from Walkers.
I don't know how that'll work. I'm a bit worried about this. But let's have a go.
Steve, I've gone back in for a third sip of the berry vodka here.
Oh, weird.
Really?
Weird. Not expecting that.
This is the...
You're expecting savoury, aren't you? Christmas pudding flavoured Walker's script. You're expecting savoury. Mm. That's not savoury. Have you had one yet?
I've had a few, yeah.
I think that's... Again, it's a bit like... Again, you've just had some Christmas pudding and then somebody's gone, do you want a crisp? And you've gone, yeah. And you've got the flavours a bit. Mm.
It does feel a bit odd, that one. But... Not terrible, well,
it's once a year, isn't it? Somebody might like it. I'm not got a sweet tooth, so that's not not necessarily for
not
me.
For you.
Sweet and spiced. The spice is nice, very Christmassy. But yeah, I'll be glad to see the back of them.
Yeah. I tell you though, while we're on the subject of pigs in blankets, Chris, your Sainsbury's have done a jumbo pigs in blankets flavour puff.
Oh, I have those here.
Now they are all right.
That's a big bag, isn't it?
Mm. But I always think with the puff...
Oh, that's too big.
It's a big puff as well, yeah. I think with the puff, I think they don't feel as bad because they're so airy.
Maize.
Yeah, it's a maizey, airy puff. I think you're all right with that.
They're all right, then. They're nice, then. It says on the bag, serves approximately eight.
Eight what?
Eight people.
I do not think that is true.
I don't know. It takes about 30 seconds to eat each crisp. They're big, aren't they? They're all right. They remind me of something, but I can't think what it is. Some other maize base snack of my youth.
Questions for Steve.
No, I haven't either.
Maybe laugh. Right, Russell Scott has emailed us. You can email at any time, of course, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, or you can get in touch on the social medias. Russell says, hey, Jace and Steve. It's that time of year again when family and friends come together and many put together a quiz as part of the fun. Yeah. I know, Jace and Steve, you both enjoy pub quizzes too, as do I. This got me thinking. As I put my quiz together for our Christmas fancy dress party next weekend, what if Jason and Steve recorded their own Christmas pub quiz as a podcast episode for people to use with their family and friends?
Well, I mean...
Be good, wouldn't it?
If we'd have had a bit more warning, that would have been a great idea. We should have read this out months ago.
Should have, really, yeah. It would have to have gaps for people to write down and argue about their answers. Well, you could pause it, couldn't you?
No, that's one of my big bugbears. Some pub quizzes, they are very fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, mate, I'm still thinking about that question.
I know what you mean. He said that you could play Christmas music in the background, throw out the old Panto-style jibe, he says.
Wow.
Make people laugh with your top-class pants and run through the answers at the end. Now, I don't know if your pub quiz has a picture round, Jace, but if it does and you like them, you could have a link to a picture round on Absolute Radio page to send people to. I'll tell you what, he's onto something here, Russ.
He's after a Dem's job.
I know. Well, you know, after 10 years, you start to
get
less interested, don't you?
Is that possible?
Younger, newer people start coming through the ranks, don't they? Like Russell Scott here. He says, feels like a rather specific ask for my party next week. I know you're flat out working every day, so even if you just love the idea, I won't get it then. But I think this will be an awesome addition to your Christmas special, so wanted to share.
Should we do that next year, maybe? Maybe we should do that next year.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should.
Worth thinking.
Oh, no, I've been saying Russell Scott, but it's actually Jen Russell Scott. She's got a double barrel surname. It's actually...
Oh.
I've misgendered her there. I do apologise. It's Jen Russell Scott, I think. I don't know. I don't know who... What's going on today?
How much alcohol have you had, mate?
So no, I've not. I've only had a bit.
Jen Russell's the first email, and then Russell Scott's below her. I didn't want to interrupt.
Yes, they're both called Russell. That's what's happened.
And the person beneath is called
Russell Scott.
What? And I'm the idiot. I'm the idiot. You've put two emails together with the same name, and I'm the idiot here.
Well, I'm not the one who's been drinking.
All right, We've all had a drink. We've all had a drink.
Yeah, but I've had some Panettone to try and.
That's not going to help. When the police stop you to breathalyze you, that's your excuse. I've had some Panettone. No, officer. Jason
Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music
matters. I've just done my first little burp. That wasn't good.
That was
not good.
Well, not good in your son's room.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what the stuff we've been eating? Pigs in blankets and Stalin and stouty chocolate. Oh, not good.
Well, we're about to move on to it's a little company called Pud.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know them. Where are they from, Adem? What's
they're
Pud?
From Hampshire, it says on the side. Is it Hampshire?
Yeah, we found these online, and everyone's been recommending them to us on emails as well.
Oh, okay.
Right.
The UK chief medical officer's got the guide of how much you're meant to drink a day. I think we've done that in samples already. That's the problem.
He's such a party pooper, isn't he, that guy?
You know, that's his job.
What are you doing?
There we go.
Oh, Steve.
Like, sorry, I was trying to open it.
Steve does not sound well. So this is a company called Pud, and it comes in a little box with three bottles inside. Christmas spirit liqueurs, and on the bottom they says, "As a youngster, our master distiller would repeatedly ask if there would be spoons with supper. Spoons meant pudding." And pudding was his favourite thing of all. Some say it still is. Over the years, however, he's refined his taste buds and has now, for the first time, brought together his two true loves in Pud, pairing the fragrance and sweetness of his favourite desserts with our smooth, small batch of South Downs vodka. Perfection in a glass. Or, as a young Patterson would say, spoons.
In a glass.
Yeah. So, the flavours are quite interesting, Steve. What we got?
Yeah, we've got gingerbread man. Christmas pudding. What's the other one? I've got one missing.
Salted caramel, I think.
Okay, well, which one are you going to go for? I've opened the Christmas pudding one just because it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd go with the crisps I've just ate.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, no, sticky pudding. Sticky pudding.
Oh, sticky pudding. Here we go.
All right, so I'm going to have a little... Are you putting it in glass or are you just going straight out of the bottle?
No, I'm going into a glass. I'm not a savage.
Oh, yeah.
The consistency is thicker than I expected. When you pour it, you won't notice that when you're just swigging it
out
of the bottle.
Well, I know. I'm pouring it right now, actually. Listen.
Can you hear the consistency is thicker than you thought, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually, yeah.
It's not... okay, well, let's have a little sip. So
I've gone gingerbread for first one.
You've gone gingerbread. I've got Christmas pudding. I'll have a little sip, see what it tastes like. That's actually...
This is 20%, Steve.
I know. That's actually quite nice, though.
20%.
That's actually quite nice.
I'll be at Jack and the Beanstalk later, and I'll be behind myself.
No, that's what the audience... We're behind you. You'll be facing the wrong way.
You better have been behind me with the amount of I drank.
I tell you what, that's nice. That's not too sweet, that. Consistency is not... That's nice. That's really
it's
nice.
It's a sipper. It's a nice sipper, that.
Yeah.
I reckon
but that would be nice on a little bit of ice cream, that.
I was going to say, or on the rocks.
That's nice. That's the consistency. It's like a bit Bailey's consistency. Thickness, viscosity. Ooh, that's nice.
So you just had, was that gingerbread or Christmas pudding?
No, I had Christmas pudding. That's the one I think that's easy to overdo. And they've got that. They've smashed that.
Oh, that taste. That is lovely. The gingerbread's nice. The Christmas pudding's even better.
Yeah.
And let's have a little, I'm going to have a little go on the...
What's the third one?
Sticky toffee.
Go. Let's have a look. See what you think.
Oh, that's nice. That is three winners, that, mate.
The Pud guys have won there.
Won that, right? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're drunk, so it's hard to determine what scale we're working on.
I know. But, it's like, and I've just gone back to the Christmas pudding Walker's
Crisp. We're literally at that stage. I love you for every drink or every food. I love you.
Oh, man. No, that's good, that. I'm into that. Yeah. So have a little look out for them. I presume you can just get it online now, maybe, or maybe you see it in the shop. Pud, it's called, just PUD. And yeah. Nice
the
British company.
The Real English Drinks Company. That's nice.
Yeah. Good work. Good work, guys.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
No, all right. No, I've just got rid of the empty glasses. I feel a little bit better about myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got a glass of water.
If you're just joining us, every Christmas, our fabulous producer manages to blag a load of stuff. From mainly the main supermarkets, but sometimes some independent suppliers as well, for sort of Christmas-related food and drink.
Yeah.
And we just sort of try it out and just see what it's like, and some of it's good and some of it's bad, because we're not sort of beholden to anybody. You know that we're telling you the truth.
Yeah, but it's festive, isn't it? You know, it's only there for a bit, and we'll say, give it a go, you know, just try this bag of crisps
pretty positive.
Or that bag of crisps. Yeah.
Yeah. I have got two pantos to do today, so...
Well, you'd be right.
Gonna I mean, be interested in it.
Yeah, be
a lot that beanstalk won't climb itself.
No, you're not going to climb a beanstalk. Oh, the cat's just walked in.
Oh, judging you.
Yeah. Gum. Jay, don't look at the crisps. Jay, come on.
Does your cat talk?
Yeah, he doesn't chat there. Yeah.
It's got a little woman's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
This is like a new thing now. Every week we have a link. Where somebody strolls in.
Is that I felt like that was a moment from a film where the cat came in, talked, and then you grabbed one of the liqueurs and poured it down the sink like you know, like an old drunk in a movie.
Threw the door open. It was the speed. It shut open. Like I thought we were being burgled. And it was him just stood there like Doug Tanyan. Anyway.
I found out I had a new skill this week, Steve.
What's that?
So in Jack and the Beanstalk, what's his pet? What's he trying to sell at market for some magic beans? Remember the story?
It's a goat, isn't it, or cow?
Cow, yeah. It's cow, yeah. Forgot the cow. Anyway, they kept playing this, there's a bit in it where I'm getting rid of the cow and I sing, if you leave me, cow, you take away the very heart of me, like that bit, right? And we said, oh, I'll tell you what would be funny, is if the cow goes, you know that bit?
Moo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, that would be funny, right? Yeah. So anyway, we got, like, professional voice people to do this thing. It just didn't sound good. Anyway, I did it just as a laugh. I went, no, it's got to be more like this. And the director was like, that's exactly...
That's what we're after.
What it's supposed to sound like, yeah. So I'm going to just play... I've actually got a recording of it, right? This is me recording it at work, right? See what you think of my singing cow. I didn't even know I had this skill, Steve. What do you reckon?
It's unearthly. I don't know what it is.
I don't know where it's
like
comes
a door
from.
Creaking or someone. One of those. It sounds a little bit like one of those comedy passing winds that people do that go on for too long, like a creaking door.
I was well chuffed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how transferable that skill is, but I mean, it's something, isn't it?
Well, mate, when you're in panto. It's
yeah, brilliant. That's what I mean. But wait, yeah. I don't know when you'll get to use it again. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they
discovered
need, like,
it now,
cow.
And then somebody will go.
I don't know, maybe like a milk advert or something.
I think you need to try and work on other animals and see if you can sing. You know,
as other animals. Yeah,
yeah, maybe animal tough one, that. Voice artists just singing, singinganimals.com, and then you can do all the name an animal. I'll have a smash at it.
Yeah, we do a little. Song sheet at the end, we do Old MacDonald had a farm. We get sort of four kids up, and anyway, the other day a grown up came up, instead of three kids and a grown up. And you know, when like a bloke's like trying to be a bit of a smarty pants,
yeah.
So I'm like, what's your favorite animal to the kids? They're like, cow. I'm like, grey. What's your favorite animal? Yeah, every so often you get like a tiger,
yeah.
And they're like, well, there wouldn't be many animals left on the farm if we had a tiger. Well, that's fine. So then, and they do rah or whatever. E-I-E-I-O with, you know. And then this guy gives it tortoise. That's what noise does a tortoise make? Anyway, I just left him to it.
Yeah.
To be fair, he made a good go of it. He didn't do any noise. He just did like a weird sort of like thing with his head. Went in front of 2,000 people. I was slightly in awe of him, if I'm honest.
Oh, well done.
He certainly wasn't. He was no singing cow.
Who is though? I mean, that's a skill.
Exactly. Jason.
Absolute Radio. Manford. Where real music matters.
We are stepping up a gear, Steve.
I think we should put on more refined accents.
Oh yes, I think you're quite
so
right.
So this actually. Section, Jason, is yes. The we will be sampling the food and beverages of Fortnum and Mason.
Fortnum and Mason.
What perchance do you have?
Steve, I have been granted the fortune to try their succulent Christmas pudding Madeira.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
I don't know what that is. I think it's... it's note perfect. It's a spicy dried fruits with hints of toffee alongside youthful balancing refreshness. They've never told me exactly what...
what it is.
What it is. None of this is the information.
Mine is a gin liqueur. It's a small batch, handcrafted, mince pie and marmalade gin liqueur. Sumptuous, ever so celebratory spirit. Rich with all the flavours. Oh, well, okay, let's go. There we go. Oh, that's a good pop. Well done, Fortnum.
Is Madeira a wine?
Mine's a gin liqueur. Oh, yeah, Madeira's a wine, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it must be white wine then.
Oh, that is nice. Mine is nice. You know, there's
lots of... What have you got? I wasn't really listening.
Mince pie. You were just taken back with the voice, weren't you? Mince pie and marmalade gin liqueur. It's just like a lovely mince pie and marmalade, like it's got, you know, more orange zest in the wood. It's lovely. You know, they do those taste test programs where they go, where's this mince pie from? Aldi, Fortnum, Mason, Sainsbury's or whatever on Channel 5. Mm. And they always... They never come very... It's always like, that one's a rubbish one. They go, that's actually from Lidl. You know, whereas... That is really nice. I don't know if anybody else is doing a similar version, but I recommend that.
Mm.
That's very. What's yours? So yours
this
is a Madeira.
This is a dessert. I think it's a dessert wine.
It tastes okay, like you've a got a dessert. Wine. Well, that's nice. I like a dessert wine.
It's very desserty,
rich and sweet.
Rich, yes. The Fortnum & Mason's is 314 years old, Steve.
Is it really? Mm. Okay. Same place where it is there on. Is it on Piccadilly? Isn't it?
So it started at a small store in St. James Market, just in a spare room in a house of Hugh Mason, who had arrived in London as a high-class builder, a reinvigorated Mayfair in the wake of the Great Fire. William Fortnum.
Hello, I'm William Fortnum. Me and you should start a shop together.
Would he like that?
He was quite the entrepreneur, it says here.
Listen, I've got an idea. It's a compass you put on your bottom. It's a compass. What do you think?
And they've gone, maybe we should do some wicker baskets with our names on.
All right, whatever you say, Charla. What was your name again?
This is exactly what's going on here. He also took a post as a footman to Queen Anne's household in Mr. Mason's spare room, where Fortnum met Mason.
Okay.
Apparently they invented the Scotch egg.
Did they? That's quite a bold thing, isn't it?
1738, Mr. Fortnum and his staff developed the smart idea of wrapping a hard-boiled egg in sausage meat and coating it in fried breadcrumbs, the world's first Scotch egg.
Why is it called a Scotch egg then? I thought it was invented in Scotland. I thought it was it. So they've just literally gone,
I don't know, what is it? Something like a Scotsman would eat? Let's call it a Scotch egg.
I'll tell you who'd eat one of these.
I'm an entrepreneur. Let's call it Scotch egg. It sounds exotic, don't it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yes, okay, let's go along with it. I'll punch ya. No, that's not. Yeah. So that's what's happened. Okay. So that's a weird relationship them two had, I think. Yeah. The entrepreneur.
Yeah. I'm just looking through their website. They follow the timeline of Britain, like, because obviously they've been around since just after the Great Fire in London.
Yeah.
Like, Florence Nightingale, they've got a bit here about suppliers to soldiers during the Crimean War, tea for soldiers. Fortnum meets Heinz in America. We sent hampers to the suffragettes in 1911 in Holloway Prison.
They've done very well.
Yeah, fueling the front line in 1914. Gosh, there you go.
Well, the gin liqueur is
that's
very
why
nice.
It costs $4,000 for their biggest hamper. Because we've been here for ages, all right?
I've got an idea. Put it all in a box, in a wicker basket, right? This, hear me out. And then just throw any old...
throw any old rubbish in, right? They won't question it. What's this? Cheese straws, scotch egg, and some coffee, right? $4,000. I'm not Mr. Which one's easy partner or Mason?
I don't know which one. I don't know who's who. I think in your head, Mason's the posh one, yeah, and Fortnum is the entrepreneur.
He's the chancer, right? Yeah. He's basically the barrow boy. Peppermint bark. Let's call it peppermint bark. That's what I've got next, actually. Peppermint bark. Have you got peppermint bark?
I've seen it. Somebody's pet.
Fortnum and Mason. Peppermint flavoured dark chocolates.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got it here as well.
What's it say? Topped with crushed candy canes. That's how much money they've got, just smashing candy canes.
Yeah, that bothers.
I can't even get my teeth through that.
Yeah. Guess how much? Oh. I mean, you know, we're just joking then about $4,000. Their Imperial Hamper, Steve.
Yeah.
Their Imperial Hamper is, and, you know, I mean, it's got everything, don't get me wrong. It's not just a couple of...
No. This is your Imperial Hamper, isn't it? Your Imperial Hamper. We call it, listen to me, Mason, we call it the Imperial.
It's $6,000.
$6,000. 600,000 nickel.
Oh, my God. I mean, there are, obviously, to be fair to them, there are some for $100.
And it does look nice.
And it is nice, yeah. This one says selling fast, $140. The Grosvenor Hamper.
Oh,
it's all right.
Okay.
What about the pasta lover's hamper? That sounds nice.
That sounds nice.
All sorts there.
Anyway, that's nice. What's the bark like? Yeah. Lovely. I think there's something about chocolate and mint, which is very Christmassy, isn't it? I think it comes from After Eights and Matchmakers.
Yeah.
And that's basically a really posh.
I've got marzipan shaped mushrooms.
Oh, okay. Microdosing. Yeah. Let's go. What's it?
I'll tell you now. They're only little. How would he have sold this old Fortnum?
Right. Mushrooms. Everyone loves a mushroom, don't they? Kids love a mushroom. Our ladies love a mushroom. Imagine a chocolate mushroom. Six of them in a little panet, right? Mm. Dots on them. Clean up, mate. We will clean up. I need to finish this book.
I like marzipan. So if you like marzipan, that is a good example of the genre. I'll have that.
Okay. Right, I'll have that. Put it on a poster.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Now, it's not just about food, is it, at Christmas,
no.
Steve?
No, it's about... What else? It's party games, board games, parlour games, all the games.
All the games. I want to tell you some of my favourites from last year that I thought you might like. Herd Mentality, I enjoyed that one. We got to see that one, do you remember? We played that quite a little bit. I think you can't go wrong with Dobble and the various Dobble.
No, there's lots of various Dobbles.
We've got Man City Dobble now as well.
Oh, God, what's it got on it? The crest?
It's just got all the players in that. And,
oh, has it? Haaland.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Especially that. De Bruyne, De Bruyne.
What's the Bernardo Silva there? That's all we're talking about.
Okay, it's good.
Which is pretty good. This one that we've been sent by Big Potato.
So they're the Obama Llama people, aren't they? Which was one of personal favourites in the US.
Can't we?
No, apparently they don't do it anymore, Adam said. But there was an Obama Llama 2, which was very... I've just ordered off eBay the other day, so hopefully I'll get that.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm going to have a little look at that myself, actually, while we're talking about that. I'm going to order that before it goes
So
crazy.
This one is... I've got one called You Can't Say
Is that the one you've got?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I've got here.
And what I like about these games, the rules are always quite simple. It just says rules to describe a random pair of words to your team without umming, ahring, or making any sort of verbal brain fart. So that's easy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the rules literally in the title of the game.
Yeah, it is. I think there's these things called rule cards that I've just discovered, though, and it says things like no words beginning with D. So that'll throw you, because you'll pause you, won't you? So
I feel like basically what someone's done is gone through like games from Radio 4 from yesteryear, and then gone, how can we turn this into a game? Because this was like, what was it? Not give us a clue. What's the other one?
I don't know. We're not that posh, are we? I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Give us a clue.
Sorry, having a...
Let's have a... Oh, I've got one of them as well.
It's got a bell, though.
I was using that to tap out every time I drank the vodka.
Right. Go on then. Let's play.
Okay, so I'll take one from column A. A word from column A. A pack A. Okay. And one from B. Is that what you do?
Is that what you do? Right.
I think so.
I don't know. You read the rules.
I think that's what you got to do. And I've just got to get these words to you without.
Oh, I see. Okay. So one's like a. Right. Got you.
They're not. They're unconnected, aren't they? The two words.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So I'll go. You ready?
Yeah.
Something that's not cheap.
Expensive.
And a fish. I can't say fish, probably, can I?
Don't know.
Well, a boneless fish.
I think I heard an there. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I can say the word. It's obviously jellyfish. I don't think I can say jelly, you know.
Okay, oh, I see. Right, let me go with mine then.
I'm going to throw in a rule with you.
Okay. Go on.
No words beginning with G.
Okay.
It's on the card, I've just said it. No words begin with G.
All right. Something that is not rigid.
Floppy.
It's a bit like floppy, but it's more like if you got some pasta and
El
you
dente.
Made it longer. So you grabbed it and it was soft and you made it longer.
Stretchy.
Than it was. Yes, that's the one. And the second part, the second word that I'm going to use is if you went to McDonald's and they had chicken in small bite-sized pieces.
Nuggets.
Yeah, stretchy nuggets.
Stretchy nuggets.
Woo!
There we go.
All right. I reckon that is going to be a good family game, this Crimbo.
It's not as fun as miming. Billy Piper is a sniper. And,
no.
Obama Llama.
No, but Obama Llama. If you have got any recommendations for games, please let us know, because I love a good game. Email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Music matters.
Well, excited for Christmas. You all looking forward to it, Stevie boy?
Yeah, I really am. I've started early, got the tree up early, all decorated, not like last year. I'm excited. Got things planned.
Yeah.
School broken up now, here it has anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
same.
Fun all the way.
Guess where I'm going tomorrow?
Where are you going?
Lapland.
Lapland?
Lapland. Okay. Not Lapland, UK.
No, not Lapland. That's in Windsor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, actual Lapland.
Actual Lapland in, I want to say, Finland?
Yeah, sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say Finland.
Yeah, so you just fly out.
Are you off
of,
to see the big guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, off to Santa. Went a few years ago. My children all wrote letters to Santa.
Yeah.
When we got there, he had the letters in his hand.
I don't see what's so unusual about this. Of course he did, because they wrote letters to Santa.
Yeah, yeah, but... They were in his hand waiting.
Yeah, like, he knew they were coming. He's very good. He knows stuff, doesn't he?
And do you know what he said to me? I said, oh, hi, Santa. And he went, ah, Jason, I've been looking forward to seeing you again. Again? That
again.
Means we must have met before.
That means you must have been on the naughty list. That's why he's remembered you.
Oh, yeah, well, I've definitely been on that a few times.
Yeah, maybe he's remembered you. He's remembered you.
Yeah. Oh, you.
Staying out of trouble, are you, Jason?
I'm trying to, Santa. Yeah, not in front of the kids. I'm running out of glasses here.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one. Okay. Right. What have you got next? I think
I've got
some stuff from Tesco.
Tesco Finest Gingerbread Espresso Martini Liqueur. This might be what we need this time of the morning. A little bit of a pick me up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Gingerbread Espresso Martini Liqueur. It does sound. Delicious.
Okay. It's got a screw
top. I love that
top.
Sound.
Screw top. Oh, let's have a go.
There we go.
Sounds like we're on a Radio 4 playing. Another drink, Father. Oh, thank you. I shouldn't really. I need to get going. Right, anyway. Let's have a go.
Oof.
Oh.
I'm not tasting a lot of
that.
Gingerbread.
I'm not. No, I don't know what I'm tasting there.
It's
thinner than I expected.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The smell says you're going to be overwhelmed with taste, and then when you tip it, it's a little bit hollow.
I could do with a bit more gingerbread in that.
Yeah,
if I'm honest. I've also your one smashed, unfortunately, Steve.
Yeah.
On the way, thanks DHL. My one is winter citrus and pomegranate flavored gin. Look,
that sounds nice. That sounds nice. That sounds nice.
And this is quite thick.
Okay, see, that's. I think a liqueur needs something
to
it.
But again, not massively thick, not as thick as the other stuff, not as thick as Was it Waitrose before?
It's in one of those bottles as well, like they have in M&S. You know, the ones that light up. These don't light up. You don't tend to drink them, you just light them up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's not bad. I think pomegranate's overrated.
I think so, yeah. I would agree.
If I'm honest, so. Yeah, they're slightly disappointing for Tesco Finest.
No.
I don't know what I mean.
I'm not really an espresso martini fan. So I mean, the whole thing doesn't work. So that's maybe it's not tasted for me.
Yeah, but the other one was just a liqueur. But yeah, no, I'm not oversold on those. But good attempt this year. Must try harder.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
What have you got to hand, Steve? Anything good looking?
I've got an Asda Valencian orange and honeycomb chocolate slab. I don't know if that's that Christmassy, but it's got stars on it.
That's
got a star on it.
That's enough sometimes.
Yeah, okay. It's a slab of chocolate.
Yeah.
So, trying to get in.
I got some pigs and blanket flavoured coated peanuts from Tesco. And they are delicious.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Orange chocolate. Nice.
What have you got there then? What's that one?
That was the Asda Valencian orange slab. Slab. Have you ever ate Valencian orange and gone? Well, that's not Valencia, that orange.
No, but I remember once being in Seville and we were there for the football. We were walking through the centre and they've just got orange trees just in the street.
Yeah,
and my brother's quite the connoisseur when it comes to food. He used to be a chef and, you know, he's quite into his cooking and his flavours and stuff like that. So he picked one off the tree and just ate it, like, you know. Doesn't sound as mad as it is, but picked an orange of it and he spat it out. He said it was the most disgusting thing he'd ever had in his life. Yeah, it was so bitter.
Yeah, but is that the ones in the street just for decoration rather than these are the tasty Seville oranges?
I don't know. Maybe with all the cars going past. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not going to help the flavour, is it?
I wouldn't expect so. Belgian white chocolate and pretzel cookies from Asda's Extra Special range. And I'm going to be honest with you, Steve, when I first bit into it, it wasn't for me.
No.
Because I'm not a massive fan of white chocolate. But the pretzel, that makes it.
What, the little salt and savoury? Is that what's
Yeah, there's something about the sweet and salty flavour twist that just... Mm. I reckon with a cup of tea, that'd be fit, mate.
Fit. Okay.
Fit.
I've got one final bag of crisps. It's from Tesco Finest. I thought they might be able to redeem themselves after the shocking review we just gave them. It's roast turkey and herb butter flavoured crisp. I'm going to go away a bit. Nice.
What about herb butter?
I'm getting herb butter, yeah. I like those.
Well, that's a good time. Redeemed themselves there. Redeemed them. Did you have the tiramisu tarts from Morrison's?
I did, yeah. What did you think?
I liked them.
I had them before we started, so I was just getting my palate started. I feel like the tiramisu is a nice soft pudding. That's why I like it. I like a tiramisu. But to put it in a little pie, you know, base, it feels wrong because I'm getting a crunch that I wasn't expecting. Not a crunch, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Something a bit firmer. Something fighting back.
Yeah, I don't want my tiramisu to bite back. I don't want something, you know, in the way.
I know what you're saying. Well, there you go. Hopefully some of this is helpful. I have no idea anymore what we're doing.
This is
Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
It's time to get serious, isn't it?
It's so time to be afraid at Christmas time. Banish fear. Plenty. We're having a lovely time.
Yeah. So we've done the liqueurs, and now we're going straight in with the actual.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all? We've done quite a lot of
liqueurs. But this is the one I've got in my hand. Is Nelson's gin? If you remember,
we like these guys.
Well, we didn't first year. Do you remember they made the Brussels sprout vodka
for a laugh.
Christmas, but yeah,
the Christmas and pudding was all right.
Yeah, but then they did a Dr. Roy Wood gin, which I had last year, which I think was like 60% or something ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a bit mad, wasn't it?
They've sent this year. I wish it could be Christmas every day. 50-year anniversary. It's a Roy Wood super gin. So, it's good for a pub quiz question. When was its 50th anniversary? When was I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day? 1973. Wow. We know it now.
Mm.
I don't know why Roy Wood's making... Anyway, I'm not complaining. Super gin, 45% wax seal. Love it. Going in.
Well, here we go.
Seal.
Oh, yeah. A wax seal. Very good. I've got limited edition Black Forest flavoured Nelson's Gin.
Has it been anywhere near Roy Wood?
Well, I don't know if it is. It doesn't say anything about Roy Wood. No,
Oh, that's bad. I've run out of glasses on the Super Gin, so I'm going to have to chug it from the bottle Super Gin. The one that I wanted to... I need a pipette.
This has got... that's a good idea. We should do pipettes next year. This is deliciously sweetened with a touch of Madagascan vanilla, tart notes of black cherry, and a dark chocolate and juniper earthy richness entwined. Never go.
I've had a sip of mine. Nice. While you're doing yours, I've had a sip of mine. It's lovely. It just tastes like gin. But I don't really drink neat gin. I used to have it with tonic and a bit of lime. But it is a very nice gin. It's got a punch to it, I'll tell you that. Ooh, much.
I'll tell you Super what, gin. The... That Black Forest gin's nice.
Is it? Oh, your voice went then. Black Forest gin's nice.
That is nice. That's got a real... I wouldn't normally drink something neat like that myself, but actually got a nice enough flavour.
That you reckon, would.
Oh, it's warming on the chest.
Yeah, it is. That's a bit gin lane, that, isn't it? That's a bit...
Yeah, I reckon some ice, that'd be nice. Or maybe a bit of tonic just to sort of... So you don't... Like,
take the edge off.
Shout at your family all for the whole of some.
Well, if I drank this, I think I'd just sing, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, and I'll loop. You lot, sing! I'd just keep doing that to any pointing at pets, kids. Now, you lot, I wish it could. Like a hostage situation. Which is nice. Good. You know, Nelson's have redeemed themselves. They did too weird at the beginning, but now I think they've.
Yeah, they've gone. They found themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, well worth a pun, that. Nelson's gin. Definitely get on a bit of that. We're going chocolatey now. Bit chocolatey.
Yeah, everyone likes the chocolate at Christmas, don't they?
So I've got a cheeky reindeer from Thornton's.
Have you? Okay.
I've got a decorative milk chocolate Christmas tree from Aldi.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah.
That looks nice, actually.
That looks very special, doesn't it? Done a good job there.
Oh,
smashed
just
tree.
Just dropped me tipsy tarts.
Oh, no. I thought that was a tree smashed to bits. Well, that's one of the tips. It's, I mean, you know, takes one to know one.
Oh, you tipsy tart. Anybody want a tipsy tart? I know you'll have one, Julie.
Julie, what he just said to me. Oh, Julie, not now. We're having a nice time. He's only joking. He just said. Every Christmas.
That's quite cool, the decorative
Aldi.
Aldi.
I've got some champagne truffles from Aldi, which I can't get into.
No. Oh, it's nice chocolate.
I'm going to try and get in the champagne truffle. I'm just going to have to go brute force. Still not working.
That's basically got like a bit of an Easter egg vibe.
Yeah.
Because it's hollow. But the chocolate's really nice.
Shiny as well, isn't it? Laminated. Lamination, that's what they say, don't they, on the bake-off. I've got the champagne truffles, you know, the little balls of... they look nice, then.
Yeah.
There you are.
Oh, I'm going to get a bit of the front as well, actually.
Oh, they're throwing me with, like, stuff that, like, I'm an idiot, I don't understand. Belgian chocolate truffles with Marc de Champagne. I don't know who that is. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, though. Is it nice, that one?
Very nice. And they've got a little label on the side, so you can just write to and from. So you don't even bother to wrap it. Julie.
From Stop Jackson. Being a tipsy tart.
Sorry. Saz, I was only joking.
Yeah. Milk chocolate tree spiced with fudge pieces and orange and cherry infusion. That's from the old Aldi there, so... Well,
the
nice.
The Marc de Champagne truffles have got an aftertaste, which is even better. I'm giving those
Where are they from?
They're Aldi.
Oh, they're Aldi as well?
They're Aldi. These are Aldi as well.
I've got...
like five in a box or something. Yeah, five in a little box. Looks like a half a Christmas
chocolate
cracker.
Reindeer. Cheeky reindeer from Thornton's. Oh, I've got a little antler.
So there was a time when Thornton's used to rule the world in chocolate, isn't it? I'm not mad on the Thornton's now.
Well...
Do you know what I mean?
I still think they know what they're doing, but...
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
No?
I don't think Hotel Chocolat are going, ooh, careful, Thorntons are on the rise. I think they're, I'll be like... And there's all the little independent ones now, isn't there?
Well,
you know,
that's true, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not mad on their chocolate. Those Mark the Champagne Truffle Smaldy. Yeah. Top mark.
Yeah.
They're what do I wash it down with? Gin or...
I'm going to go for...
Marmalade quince.
Christmas pudding liqueur, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the espresso.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to try this chocolate mulled wine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's from Sainsbury's as well. Let's pop a song on, then when I come back, I'll have a bit of this.
This is
Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Oh, I'll tell you what I've just had as well, Steve.
What?
Also, Sainsbury's Taste the Difference. Duck and Spice Plum Crisps.
Oh, I haven't seen them. What are they like?
Fit. They are fit, mate.
I haven't got those. I've just had some Walkers Festive Edition Beef Wellington Sensations. Good.
And were they sensational?
Beef Wellington. They are sensational, but I don't know. Is that festive? Again, it's got a present on it, so it must be.
Chocolate mulled wine, by the way.
Yeah. Well, there it goes.
Really nice.
You're not warmed it up. You're just going
to... I didn't get a chance to warm it up, to be fair. I reckon warmed up, that would be fit.
Have you had some?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I drank all the way through that last song.
I wonder where you'd... I thought you'd gone to the toilet. You'd gone quite a while there.
No, I was just sat here thinking warm. About the year that we've had. And then looking forward to the year ahead.
Yeah, that's fine, isn't it? That's what Christmas is about, isn't it? As we always say, Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas you get, you deserve.
Exactly. We've had an email from Russell Scott, as previously mentioned, 2 hours ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Jace, you all mentioned you thought that Brussels sprouts taste better now. This is true. They've been modified genetically to reduce the bitter taste we used to have.
I mentioned that, to be fair. I was the one who mentioned that.
Well, Russell Scott actually says it.
It says, hey, Jace. Yeah. No, well, he wasn't listening, was he?
But I think you were guessing, whereas he...
No, I wasn't. I'm aware that they've done it about 20 years ago. That's why everyone says that they don't like sprouts anymore. I always say you should try them again because it's a different variety now. Well, it's totally changed.
All right, well, Steve versus Russell there.
Yeah, he's having a mug.
Michelle says, as it's Christmas, I was wondering what date you think it becomes acceptable to have chocolate and Baileys for breakfast. I would say you can only really drink Christmas morning.
No, I'd say December the 1st.
What, a whole month?
It's Christmas. It's no, about success. No, not no, yourself not. Out. If you've got stuff to do, don't. You know, that just take it. Mm. But like, I wouldn't say for breakfast. If you've got stuff to do, you can't drink for breakfast. You know, so, but.
I don't know.
But when she gets back in the evening after a full day's work, if she wants to have a big glass of Baileys, do it. It's Christmas. Mm. No one's drinking Baileys in February.
No, but I think it's much more special if you just keep it a couple of days around.
Yeah, there's so much food, as we've discovered. Let's save your champagne or your fancy fizz for your Christmas day. Your salmon breakfast. There's loads of stuff, isn't there? Baileys isn't that special. That should be a December thing. Enjoy
it. I've got a mince pie flavoured Baileys.
What's that like?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's nice.
Because they did a salted caramel, didn't they, I think? Or a blonde.
Yeah, yeah. It's really sweet.
Yeah. No,
I just want to go back to the Brussels sprouts thing that Russell told us about that we didn't know. Russell and the Brussels. What if you did used to really like sprouts?
What, the sort of... Whatever that
the
thing,
bitterness
the,
of it, the bitterness. Yeah, the evilness of it, yeah. Like, what do you?
I don't know.
Like, how do you find them ones?
Maybe there's different. You know, it's like different sorts of petrol. If you've got an older car, you have to find with a lower ethanol level. Maybe somewhere we'll sell it. You know what I mean?
Mm. Anyway, there's bigger problems in the world, but it just crossed my mind.
Not bitter enough.
Not bitter enough. Yeah.
Absolute Radio.
Manford.
Where real music matters.
Oh, we're in the final throes of what we've got left here, Steve.
From Aldi, I've got blonde chocolate, like a Baileys blonde, from their home brand, which is called Ballycastle, which is where somebody's gone, what's a fictional sounding Irish thing? And they've gone, Ballykiss Angel. Yeah, you can't do that one. Like a castle. Ballycastle. Ballycastle. Call it Ballycastle. So here we go. Mm-hmm. There's the snap of the thing.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's in like a golden, like a blonde bottle. But obviously right. that's not the
what's
core
the
of the
flavour for it?
Blonde. Blonde chocolate.
Oh, blonde. Is that a flavour now?
It is, yeah, apparently. Okay. It's the salty caramel of...
I'm just opening up another box of thorns. And...
I'm not sure about that. Oh, hang on, it's growing on me. The smell is a little bit, not what I expected. The taste is nicer than the smell. The smell's a little bit like, I've just opened a 5-litre tin of emulsion. But the smell, taste is actually quite nice. The blonde chocolate's very good. The old Ballycastle, my favourite part of Ireland. Love that place.
Where's that? And where's that from? Aldi?
Aldi. Oh, that's the second sip took me by surprise.
Aldi's a well, you know.
Just tapping out.
Aldi got some good selections. I reckon this is what I'd do if I was if I had time to do any Christmas shopping.
Inclination time, yeah. What would you do? Yeah,
I would go to Aldi first.
Yeah.
Get what I needed. Then I'd pop to Sainsbury's, Tesco, do a bit of maybe...
You wouldn't be allowed in Tesco after a year review. They wouldn't let you in. Sorry, mate.
Well, not those drinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'd pop to M&S, and then I'd order some stuff from Fortnum and Meissen.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I think that's
Thorntons,
a good system.
The Thorntons pearls, chocolate orange pearls, are to die for.
Are they good?
They're really nice.
Okay.
I just had some of them. And their box of chocolate as well. I just smashed a couple of them. They've got an Amaretti crisp, which was a gorge.
Gorgeous.
And a Sicilian mousse, like a lemony mousse. That was really nice.
Just like a gangster mousse then.
Yeah.
I'll put my own head in your bed. What?
What are you talking about? I'll tell you, one of the nicest things I've had this morning, but I'm a huge fan of Panettone anyway, is the Tesco Finest. They do a mini Panettone duo.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sweet and savoury. So one of them is a candied orange peel one, and the other one is a Parmigiano Reggiano.
Okay.
I didn't know that when I first opened it up. I thought they were both sweet, and I was like, I was eating the cheese on
this one's off. Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, cheese and onion, basically. But they're both fit.
I feel like Panettone wasn't a thing about 15 years ago, and now it's everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere now, mate.
You know, I don't remember it of, you know, when I was at my child's Christmas. I don't remember.
In fact,
Panettone.
What you got? Right behind me on my desk.
What?
A tiramisu Panettone.
Oh, that sounds good. Where's that? That's the Morrison's one.
This is from Morrison's. I'm going to crack this open.
He's gone Panettone crazy, guys. He's gone Panettone crazy.
I find myself eating Panettone like all the way through January.
Does it feel like a healthy option, the Panettone? Because it's not like a full cake, is it?
No, and also, like, I think it's not
bread.
Yeah, because I don't know how you eat Panettone, but I don't chop it. I just grab
handfuls.
I just grab handfuls.
As you're passing.
As I'm passing it, yeah.
It's the best way to eat it, I think. I think that's what the Italians do.
Oh my gosh, that looks incredible.
Tiramisu, so an Italian flavour. So it's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my days, mate, that is fit.
Is that good? Okay, so I think... Oh, it's silenced
him. Morrison's, tiramisu, Panettone. That is fit.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I'm taking that to work.
All right, put it in the wings and everybody just grab a handful as they pass through for a costume change.
Exactly.
That's what you need to do.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
What are you actually doing over Christmas, Steve? I feel like you started very early this year.
No, I'm just waiting for schools to break up, which has happened now, and then we're just going to really enjoy just Christmas films, Christmas food, just over Christmas to Christmas. Because I'm one of those people who, once Christmas is over, when we're in that, you know, the merineum, as they call it, between the Christmas and New Year, I'm ready to go, well, that one's done now, let's move on to the New Year and resolutions that we're going to keep for 2 days. But I'm looking forward to that. And Madame Blanc series three starts.
That's always nice.
Friday, Christmas. Yes, Christmas special. First episode of Christmas special. I'm off tonight to see a screening of that. So nice. I haven't seen it yet, but it's all in a hotel. Murder in a Hotel. We all get locked in by rain and flooded roads, so we're all trapped. It's an in the bottle episode, as they say on TV. And we're all there, and the murderer is there. And
well, that'd be nice because it's nice to see a bit of sunshine, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't see much in this first one because it's you're also rainy thing. Rain, but yeah. From the week after, I think it starts in the middle of January, the third series.
Brilliant. Well, we look forward to seeing that, don't we? We look forward to that. Madame Blanc on Channel 5.
22nd. So is that next Friday, next Saturday? Next Friday, I think.
I think so. I've no idea, mate. Know. Every day's a sense. Groundhog Day for me at the moment.
Exactly. Well, you're Panto, aren't you? You're in Panto.
Panto! Land. Yeah, we're Jack and the Beanstalk up in Manchester. And it's great. We've got everything, Steve. The Beanstalk actually grows from the stage and goes to the roof of the Opera House.
Wow. That is pretty special.
I actually don't know how they do it. We've got a flying car. With like from the same teams who do like Back to the Future and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and all these. We've got a giant, Steve. We've got an actual giant that is so big, he has to like duck his head to come under the pros so he can get his head over the audience.
Oh, the pros. I like that you just threw it at proscenium arch. You just called it the pros.
It's got the pros, yeah.
Yeah, it's called the pros. Too comedy, too long. Yeah.
It was, the effects are fantastic. And then obviously it's just funny and daft and silly and we're just enjoying it. And also short, because my kids went to a panto the other day. They've been to see my one, but they went to see one the other day, which they enjoyed, but they did say, I mean, what do you think? They went, it was a bit too long. And I thought, yeah.
Okay.
An hour first half. I think so at panto, I think an hour first half is what you... Because when we did our first one last Saturday or the week before, the big producer said, I just had the show notes, and it says that the show's an hour... The first half's an hour and 25 minutes long. Mm. And we were like, yeah, it did go a bit long. But he went, yeah, can you get that down to an hour for me?
Kids' attention span, isn't it? I mean, that's your main audience, isn't it?
I don't think anyone comes out of any show, no matter what it is, thinking, I wish that had been longer.
A film, anything. I've never, anything, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So we've got them two shows a day now for the rest of Christmas. And New Year's Eve as well, because I won't get to speak to you before. New Year's Eve, 6 o'clock on ITV, a show that me and Steve both worked on. Steve helped us do some writing for it. Is the National Lottery's New Year's Eve Big Bash on ITV. Yeah. We've got all sorts on there. What do we have? We had Busted, we had Take That, Paloma Faith, loads of people. But a brilliant... And a lovely, we've got Brian Cox doing like a review of the year in a poem.
Yeah.
And they kept saying to him, oh, will you interview him after he's done his thing?
You're too scared, weren't you?
I was terrified, wasn't I? Yeah. But actually, he was dead nice. Really nice. So doing that, so, you know, busy. And then getting ready for my big tour next year. So loads going on. If you're looking for last-minute gifts, tour tickets are always the one, aren't they? JasonManford.com. Happy days. But I think that's generally it, Steve.
I think so.
I think we've covered everything. My head's gone.
Mine's gone. I've stopped listening.
Music matters. Thanks for listening this morning here on Absolute Radio. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope we've helped you make decisions on some of the festive food and drink that is on offer this Yuletide. Have a lovely Christmas from me and Steve.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Have a lovely time.
Have a lovely one. Enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy your new year. Be nice. Be kind. Be thoughtful. If you're by yourself, then lots of things going on. Sarah Millican does a lovely join in. On Twitter. I think she's not doing it this year, but I think the #join in is still happening. She's done it for the last 13 years, to be fair. She's put a real shift in. So make sure you speak to somebody around that Christmas time, because it can be a lonely time as well. We'll see you in the new year. We're actually not back to the 14th, Steve.
I know. That's 14th. Well, I mean, the way my head feels now, that sounds about right.
I'll probably sleep till then, to be honest.
Yeah, have a little nap now.
All right. Grab the podcast where you can. Me and Steve also got an extra podcast out called Best Men. That'll keep you going until we get back in Jan. Have a lovely Christmas and a happy new year. Take care.